Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Safety is on the minds of shoppers and also city leaders, so what's being done about it? We went straight to the district attorney. Up next.
Plus, how did this happen? An Amtrak train crashes into a truck in Contra Costa County. The hours-long cleanup stretching into the morning.
And major news from the White House today that could bring relief to Californians at the gas pump. We'll have more coming up.
And get ready for the busiest travel day we've seen since the start of the pandemic. Now the CHP is making sure drivers stay on their best behavior. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, November 23rd. I'm Lynn Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starantino. We are off to a cold start, but higher temperatures are on tap for us.
Let's get a check of weather and traffic now, beginning with Mary Lee. So Mary is in the 30s and 40s this morning.
A cold start for sure. So definitely bundle up if you are heading out the door with those cold temps. So here we go, and you can see 30s, 40s, and low 50s as we look to San Francisco with mainly clear skies and some patchy dense fog out there as well. And I'll show you this in just a moment. But Concord coming in at 43. Oakland, good morning to you at 51. Livermore, 41. Downtown San Francisco, we are looking at low 50s. San Jose, 44, and down to a cold 37 degrees in Santa Rosa. So other locations for Napa, you're coming in at 35 to start off your day. 43 in Fremont, 42 right now in Redwood City. Dealing with some patchy dense fog, we're down to a half mile for Napa and a mile, about 2 miles for Fairfield. Now, as we head through the day, it's going to be a much cooler day across the Bay Area. So you'll notice that difference, several degrees cooler compared to yesterday. Low 60s along the coast, mid 60s around the Bay, and also inland with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll talk more about what you can expect for Thanksgiving Day coming up. And now let's check in with Gianna. And I know, Gianna, you were tracking, and you still are, that crash in the South Bay.
Yeah, it's been out there for quite some time. We just got some new information from CHP. This was first reported as a one-car crash, but apparently it actually hit a large vehicle, so a box truck involved in this as well. I'm talking northbound 101 near Tully as you head out of San Jose this morning. Slow speeds, two lanes are blocked. This is an injury crash. You've got fire crews on scene, and I'm seeing the backup all the way to Yerba Buena. So if you are getting ready to commute out of San Jose, skip 101, take 87. That is a much better choice this morning. You see that arrow there on our screen? That's pointing to 87. We're clocking in some nice speeds there as opposed to 11 miles per hour on 101.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk, keeping an eye on the cleanup after an Amtrak train collided with the tractor trailer that was carrying a bunch of vehicles. So you can imagine the mess left behind there. This was in Contra Costa County. The tractor trailer apparently got stuck on the tracks in San Pablo. That Amtrak passenger train came along and slammed into it. And in that intersection is just full of bent metal, fuel spilled all over the ground, all the vehicles fell off of the semi. This happened at about 8 last night at Chelsea and Market Streets. Now, as for that train, the engine derailed and disconnected from the cars on the train. This morning, the 30 people that were on board the train are on their way to their destinations. Amtrak called in some buses, and luckily, no major injuries to report, but the investigation continues. Back to you.
And developing this morning, President Biden is expected to announce he'll release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
KPIX 5, Jocelyn Moran is live from a Chevron gas station in San Jose with what this could mean for gas prices. Hopefully this means they're going down, Jocelyn.
Yeah, that's right. And this could be major news for Californians. We're heading into the holidays, 2 days away from Thanksgiving, and it can get pretty expensive to be paying a big amount of money when it comes to the gas prices. So like here at Chevron gas station, it's $4.95 for a gallon of gas. So think about when you're paying that and traveling for those Thanksgiving dinners. So hopefully this does bring some relief, especially because Californians are paying some of the most expensive gas in the nation. Now take a look at this. These are the averages. If you look at the national average, it's $3.40. That's $1.29 more than it was a year ago. But then if you look at California's gas average, it's $4.71. And then the averages in some Bay Area cities are even higher. So again, with the hope with this expected announcement is that it will keep a lid on gas prices, especially as we head into the holidays. Now take a listen to what the director of the White House National Economic Council said.
We are focused on doing everything that we can to make sure that American consumers are not bearing the short end of the stick during these periods. And so that's what the president's going to be talking about.
Now here at the Chevron gas station on Royal Avenue in San Jose, again, $4.95. But if you go on Gas Buddy, you can find cheaper prices in your area. We have a link to that on KPIX.com. Live from San Jose, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
Jocelyn, thank you so much. Hopefully we see changes soon. And we're going to take a live look at San Francisco, where the district attorney says new charges are coming for the recent thefts in Union Square. He calls the brazen robberies, quote, absolutely unacceptable.
It's been alarming, so that's why we're out here shopping during the daytime. Taking a change your shopping hours and habits? Most definitely.
Bay Area shoppers are reacting with concern to the recent crime wave.
KPIX 5, Justin Andrews is live in Union Square this morning following the vow from authorities to keep people safe. Justin.
Yeah, and safety is really at the core of all of this. You know, when you think about it, people are a little scared and they're fearful to go shopping this holiday season, knowing these mob-style criminals, at least most of them, are still out there on the streets. We took those concerns to city leaders on both sides of the bay, and we talked to San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin about what he plans to do to make the city safe. He says his office is eagerly awaiting more arrests and will likely announce felony charges today. And he said 25 individuals are still at large in connection with the Union Square burglaries over the weekend. Mayor London Breed and Police Chief Bill Scott said there would be more of a police presence in Union Square to let crooks know what they did will not be tolerated. My colleague Betty Yu challenged Boudin. Take a listen.
So many people have reached out to me, residents and tourists alike, who say they believe under your leadership, San Francisco specifically, not other cities across the country, has really become this haven for retail crime and property crime alike because of your hands-off approach to crime.
Well, if it feels that way, then we've got work to do. We want everyone to feel safe and to be safe in San Francisco. And until everybody is safe and feels safe, our work is not done. That's why I've been focused on proactive work.
All right, so you heard from some of those shoppers at the beginning of this live report. You're going to hear from even more shoppers about their concern this holiday season. That's coming up in the next 30 minutes. We're live in San Francisco. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
And Justin, you mentioned that police presence. I know we heard that officers will be posted up in different areas. Have you noticed that in your travels this morning?
Well, yes. Actually, earlier this morning, there was one right here at the intersection of Post and Stockton. He actually moved to the side because I think there's some trucks that are coming in to do deliveries at some of these stores here. So he moved out of the way. But there is another one down the block here. So we are seeing that police presence here this morning, exactly how city officials promised.
All right, Justin, thank you. And new video to show you this morning out of the Grove in Los Angeles. That smashed window you see is the aftermath of a break-in at a Nordstrom. LAPD says 20 people were involved with the burglary of the retail store. The suspects got away in four separate cars. Back here in the Bay Area, Walnut Creek police still beefing up patrols at Broadway Plaza. A mob stole up to $200,000 worth of stuff from the Nordstrom there over the weekend and injured five employees in the process.
A live look now at Oakland, where police say they have a plan to crack down on crime. Just over the weekend, hundreds of cars and robbery caravans engaged in shootouts with security guards and officers. A carjacking and pursuit ended with officers shooting and killing the suspect. And Oakland suffered its 124th homicide. Starting this Thanksgiving weekend, the chief has pledged to deploy tactical teams throughout the city and has extended staffing. As the violence seems to be getting worse, officers say they are even caught off guard by the escalated use of guns.
I think they have learned over the pandemic year that they haven't been held in custody for the possession of firearms and the use of firearms. So I do think it's a criminal justice failure in that way, because we haven't held very dangerous people in custody for very long. So now it's not intimidating to come out and drive with a firearm. It's not intimidating for them to use those firearms, because there's not much accountability right now.
Chief Armstrong says he has received assurances from the district attorney to be tougher on violent offenders. He's also asking the city to address the rising crime. The council is expected to hold a special meeting next month.